Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hours before a legal deadline for the release of all documents relating to U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, President Trump ordered that hundreds of the files will remain secret, at least temporarily. A day after tweeting that the long-anticipated release of the JFK file documents were coming, Mr. Trump wrote that he had no choice but to accept redactions recommending by the government departments in the interest of national security. Controversy and conspiracy theories about who was responsible for the assassination sprung up within days of the assassination in 63. President Trump has declared a nationwide public health emergency to address an opioid crisis he says the U.S. government is already combating on all fronts. He spoke at the White House to a number of people, including recovering addicts and family members of victims.
All of these actions are important parts of my administration's larger effort to confront the drug addiction crisis in America and confront it head on, straight on, strong. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
About 175 people each day died of opioid overdoses last year in the United States. U.S. has blacklisted seven North Korean officials as well as three government entities, saying they engaged in human rights abuses that are among the worst in the world. Latest U.S. condemnation of the regime of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un comes as President Trump nears the start of a five-nation Asia trip in early November, including visits to South Korea, China, and Japan, where he'll talk about North Korea's defiance of UN dictates. This is VOA News.